Translation. O Supreme Lord, you are not an ordinary living entity appearing in this material world as a result of fruitive activities. Therefore, your appearance or birth in this world has no other cause than your pleasure potency. Similarly, the living entities who are part of you have no cause for miseries like birth, death, and old age, except when these living entities are conducted by your external energy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mamei Vamsu Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The living entities are parts and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and thus they are qualitatively one with the Lord. We can understand that when the Supreme Lord appears or disappears as an incarnation, there is no other cause than his pleasure potency. We cannot force the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. As he says in Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharatam abhyuthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious principles, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant of rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. When there is a need to diminish the burden created by the demons, the Supreme Godhead can do it in many ways because he has multifarious energies. There is no need for him to come as incarnation since he is not forced to do anything like ordinary living entities. The living entities come to this material world in the spirit of enjoyment. But because they want to enjoy without Krishna, Krishna bahir mukha ye bhoga vancha kare, they suffer birth, death, old age and disease under the control of the illusory energy. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, however, no such causes are involved. His descent is an act of his pleasure potency. We should always remember that distinction between the Lord and the ordinary living entity, and not uselessly argue that the Lord cannot come. There are philosophers who do not believe in the Lord's incarnation and who ask, why should the Supreme Lord come? But the answer is, why should he not come? Why should he be controlled by the desire of the living entity? The Lord is free to do whatever he likes. Therefore, this verse says, Vina vinodam batatar kayamahi. It is only for his pleasure that he comes, although he did not need to come. When the living entities come to this world for material enjoyment, they are entangled in karma and karma follow by the Lord's illusory energy. But if one seeks shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, one is again situated in his original liberated state. As stated here, Kruta yatastvai abhaya asrayatmani. One who seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord is always fearless because we are dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should give up the idea that without Krishna we can enjoy freedom in this material world. This idea is the reason we have become entangled. Now it is our duty to seek shelter again at the Lord's lotus feet. This shelter is described as abhaya or fearless, since Krishna is not subject to birth, death, old age or disease. And since we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are also not subject to birth, death, old age and disease. But we have become subject to these illusory problems because of our forgetfulness of Krishna and our position as his eternal servants. Jivere swarupa hai krishnera nitya das. Therefore, if we practice devotional service by always thinking of the Lord, always glorifying him and always chanting about him, as described in the text 37, Sruman Granam Sansrayam Cha Chintayam, we will be reinstated in our original constitutional position and thus be saved. The demigods therefore encourage Devaki not to fear Kansa, but to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who are already within her womb. Om Agyanti Miradasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Un Militamena Tasme Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam स्थापितम एन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पद कमलम श्री गुरुन वैष्णवाचम श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा विनाश्य हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृष भानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासदी गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वेरी नाइस वर्स वेरी नाइस प्रेयर्स एक्चुअली नते भवश्चेश्च भवश्च कारणम विना विनोदम बत तर्कयामहे भवो निरोधः तितिर अपि अविद्या कृतयतस्त्वयि अभया श्रयात्मनि सो हियर द डेमिगॉड्स प्रेइंग टू देवकी व्हेन देवकी वाज एक्सपेक्टिंग हर एइथ चाइल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णा विद इन हर वूम द डेमिगॉड इन द विष्णु पुराण सेज देन व्हेन द देवकी वाज एक्सपेक्टिंग दिस बेबी स्पेशली एइथ चाइल्ड ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स विद देयर वाइफ दे यूज्ड टू विजिट देवकी एवरी डे जस्ट टू गिव support that please do not worry. We know that your brother Kansa is like demon and he has harassed so much. He has killed all your 6 children before. But this one, especially this one is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is within your womb. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So please do not fear of any situation. They are giving her indirectly guarantee support. This demigod, we never, what you call, disrespect the demigod. Demigods are there like Krishna's potency, Krishna's power, Krishna's different limb. Like in the government, there are different departments. And all the departments work independently, but there is one supreme prime minister or whoever. Under him, they were all government working nicely. The same way, in the God's kingdom, all the departments, earth, water, fire, air, moon god, sun god, Kuber, Chandra, Agni, Vayu, Varun, they're all working nicely with the cooperation of the God, under his supervision. No one can be without God. So here, this verse is just a special prayers for Devaki. That please, we know your brother is a demon, but do not worry. Because in your womb, the Supreme Person of God, Lord Krishna, is coming. And he's not coming on his own. He's coming with his potency as well. Potency such as Lord Balram. Balram is like very powerful incarnation. Balram coming. That not only that, there is a pleasure potency coming. Pleasure potency means Krishna, when he come, he don't come alone. Like when you are here, right? I cannot speak alone. Everyone, they have an organized society, either group or club. They cannot enjoy on their own. If I want to speak, how long can I speak on my own? But there is a devotee like you sitting, then I enjoy, you enjoy as well. It is a pleasure potency. Even this Bhagavatam class is like pleasure potency. Because by this knowledge, we have to make human life successful. Otherwise, as in the scripture says, it's birth, death, old age and disease. Whoever born, there is a 6 stage. There is a birth, the boy or girl is born from the body, it stays for some time. Then not only that, it stays for some time, then there is growth. Growth, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, growth. Then the body stays for some time, and then there is byproduct. They get married, there is byproduct, then slowly start dwindling. Old age. And then the last stage is called vanish. You vanish from the earth planet, disappear. Vanish means last stage is called death, mrityu. Because this planet is called mrityu loka. Anyone who is born here, they have to die one day. But no one knows. People think that their grandfather died, their father died, but since they think that, no, I'm not going to die. So there are so many plans. Plan A, plan B, plan C. If the plan A fails, there is always plan B. If the plan B fails, there is your plan C. And whole life they are struggling very hard. struggling, but still they don't take shelter of Krishna. That is why this knowledge is so powerful, especially this Srimad Bhagavatam knowledge is so powerful. There is nice sloka about that. That Nashta Prayasva Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavate Sevya. Nashta Prayasva Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavate Sevya. Nitya means every day, right? Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki. The meaning is, by regularly serving the Bhagavat, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And devotion to the Supreme Lord, who is praised by choice verses, is fully established. So in the heart, the trouble starts from the heart. When the heart is weak, everything is failure. In this verse especially, they say that all the Krishna come, or relevant entity come with the senses, all the six senses. The five senses is, and there are five senses, the hands, legs, eyes, ear, nose. And then on top of that, there is mind. This mind is the cause of all the problem. Mind can be your best friend, or mind can be your worst enemy. He says in the scripture, you know, someone said that. The mind can be your best friend if you train the mind. But at the same time, if you don't train the mind, it can be your worst enemy. You know why? Because with the six senses, you enjoy or you engage all the senses in the Krishna service. But out of ignorance, sometimes people get this knowledge, Bhagavatam knowledge, and they say, okay, from tomorrow, I will chant my round, I do everything with my senses for Krishna's pleasure. But the next day sunshine comes, sunrise, and you forget the promise. Like when the child is in the mother womb, 9 months he or she is suffering, and then he prays to Krishna, please Krishna, please, this is dark, it's abominable situation here, very, very worst. Because in the womb, all the pus, urine, everything is there. And the child prays to Krishna that, please let me come out. And Krishna says, what will you do? He says, I will never forget you. But as soon as the child come out, bye-bye Krishna. No more remembers you. See, that is material world. Originally, Krishna has formed such chit anand, eternal bliss, anand, bliss, and pleasure, everything, knowledge, full knowledge. And we are the same, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So we have the same category, Satchinan form. But because when we come in contact with material energy, we forget everything. So same way, when the baby comes, slowly, slowly by the association, we started engaging all the senses in different direction. Rather than serving Krishna, he engaged the senses in other direction. He says, there is Navda Bhakti. You have to engage all your, especially human being. In the animal kingdom, or be it birds and beasts, there is no some system. Not yet. They haven't developed this system, religious system. They are always engaging Ahar, Nidra, Bhai and Maithun. Ahar means food. We eat the food. The birds eat the food. The beast eat the food. Animal eat the food. Ahar, Nidra. We sleep. The animal sleep. Bhai, fear. We have fear. Animal also has fear. And Bhai and Mrityu. The death. Death always comes to anyone. No one is secure here. Everyone has to leave this place one day. So before the death come, he said, that what you have to do? There's nice song. Before the birth come, he said, Bhaja Hure Mana Srinana Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare. He said, my dear mind, with all your engage, you have done so many sinful activity. Knowingly or unknowingly. But we have to suffer for that. Even if you do unknowingly, you have to suffer. So he said, Bhaja Hure Mana Srinana Nandana Abhaya Charana Ravindare. You know, in the sloka he says, Abhaya Asrayatmani. He says, Kruta Yadastvai Abhaya Asrayatmani. Abhaya means fear. Without fear. And when you take the shelter of Krishna, you also become without fear. That is why the poet says that, Bhaja Hure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charana. You take shelter of Nanda Nandana, Lord Krishna, Vasudeva's son. You take shelter, and what will happen? You will become fearless. And for the Srila Prabhupada came, and at the age of 70, when they retire, they enjoy their life. Srila Prabhupada, for the humanity, not only for Indians, for the humanity, all over the world, they established this ISKCON movement. Why? Because the people are suffering so much. So much. The rich man suffering, and the poor man suffering. The rich man suffering because he has not this knowledge. He got everything. All the riches, strength, everything. But he has not this knowledge. And the poor man, he is suffering because of his poverty. So everyone suffering all over the world. And that's why Srila Prabhupada established this movement. And what is the aim of movement? We always pray to Krishna. Like this is prayer. Demigod praying to all the Krishna. The Devaki, Devaki, do not worry. When you become a devotee, devotee is never afraid of any situation. Because he knows, he has guaranteed that Krishna will protect him or her, whoever. Even the little child, Krishna will protect. Like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, no? All little children, but Krishna always protected them. Especially in Prahlad Maharaj's life. He was a little child. And how much suffering he had. Here Devaki had not that much. Devaki had no doubt, he was in prison. Vasudeva Devaki. But suffering, Prahlad Maharaj suffered, was like anything, like a hellish condition. He was suffered so much. But in the end, Krishna came as Nrsingdev. You can see there, Nrsingdev Bhagavan. He came and protected. Krishna can do anything. That's why he says, Lord can come as a result of, when we come result as a fruitive activity. We have done something, either pious or punya activity, even sinful activity, we have to come back to this world. Not only this world, there are so many planetary systems floating in the sky, millions of universes, and we have to take one of them and we have to come back. But when Krishna comes, he doesn't suffer. His body is complete. We have a birth, death, old age and disease. In Krishna's body, no such thing. He is Satchit Anand form. He doesn't grow old. Satchit Anand form, completely innocent. No sin at all. Then he says, he comes for his pleasure potency. We come here for Anand, for blissful. And Krishna comes for his pleasure potency. He come always, he doesn't come on his own. When he came, Nanda Maharaja was there, his friends were there, then specially Mother Yashoda was there, Devaki was there, and specially the biggest pleasure potency, Radha Rani, she was there. Krishna always, no, it's internal potency. Radha Rani, sometimes the people misguide Radha Rani, no? But Radha Rani says, what is Radha Rani? He says, it's pleasure potency. Radha Rani is pleasure potency. It's called Halladini Shakti, Anandani Shakti. When we come, we always want Anand, blissful situation. No one wants unhappiness, dukha, sukha and dukha, happiness, unhappiness. No one wants dukha. We always want happiness, sukha, you know, but Radha Rani is topmost pleasure potency. And that is why Krishna came, specially for Radha Rani. Allah Anandini Shakti. And that Anand internal potency is so good. Even the like the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, you know, they used to pray every day. What is they used to pray? They used to pray Radha Rani. He Radhe Vraja Devike Cha Lalite, He Nanda Suno Kutaha, Chi Govardhana Padabatale, Kalindi Vane Kutaha. Go santapiti sarvato vrajapure khedere mahavihalo vande rupa sanatana ragu yugo sri jiva gopalako. It means I offer my respectful obeisances. This is six Goswamis prayers. This is I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Bhat Goswami. All these six Goswami. And why? Who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, Queen of Vrindavan, Radha Rani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaja, where are you? Are you just at the heel of the Govardhan? Or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna river? Where are you? See, this was their mood. So what is our mood? In Kali Yuga, everyone has to suffer birth, death, old age. So what is our mood? When you come to this world, Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially give nice, just raise your hand and say, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In any condition, when the trouble comes, just Krishna has given you the hand, you are so fortunate. Some people, they don't have in hand or legs. If you go to India, some religious places, their hand, leg is cut off completely because of the disease. The doctor, no, amputated. Cut it off. No hand, no legs. You can see some religious places when you go. Not one or two. 50, 100, 200, 200, 300 people sitting on the line, begging. So we are so fortunate that we got all the senses by the Krishna's mercy. Doesn't matter who you are. You are Indian, African, German, Indian, Singapore, American, British, Doesn't matter. You are not body. We must understand we are pure spirit soul. And then it is our duty to serve Krishna. Nandanandana. It is our duty to serve Krishna. Because this human form of life will be wasted otherwise. If you don't know Krishna, then what happened? It will be wasted. One, the Narottam Das Thakur, he says that Enishiyav Sadi Maya Nasibaro Lagi Hari Nama Maha Mantra Lavo Tumi Magi. He says that this all human being, please, this Hari Nam, Ausadi, I have bought this medicine, Hari Nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When your disease, when you develop the disease in the body, you go to normal doctor and they give you some medicine. But this medicine, Enichi Ausadi, Maya Nasi Baro Lagi, Hari Nam Mahamantra. In Kali Yuga, Hari Nam Mahamantra, that is best medicine I have bought for you. And simple, just chant holy name of the Lord and everything will be perfect. All your worry, fear will be go away. So this is the aim of human life. We don't waste time, like unnecessarily with thinking. Our mind, the senses are engaged in different activity. The eyes want to see beautiful form. The ladies want to see men want to see women. These are always opposite objects. In Nar and Mada, human being, even there is woman and man, boy and girl, always opposite direction. We want to see, enjoy the beauty of other direction. But here he says that no, you take the shelter of Krishna. And even if you see body, you should always see that, oh, there is Lord Krishna sitting in him or her heart. You should always see Krishna. Samas sarvesu bhuktesu mad bhaktim lapte param. Anyway, suni chevasa pakicha pandita samdarshina. Even the Brahman, cow, elephant, everywhere the living entity, Krishna is sitting in the heart. When you see, when you develop that mood, then no one is your enemy, no one is your friend. Everyone is on an equal level. Then you will develop love of God. Then, when the death comes, you will enter in kingdom of God. Kingdom of God, sometimes people say, oh, we got human being now, we go to kingdom of God. It's not ADG. On one side, you engage in yourself with the six senses and the sinful activity. And on the other side, you want to go to kingdom of God. How can you do that? Like you ignite the fire and then you pour the water on it. What will happen? It will extinguish. You need the petrol. If you want to more fire, then you need the petrol, not the water. The same way, you need devotional activity. More and more and more, more and more. And Srila Prabhupada kindly established this ISKCON. So the devotee can associate with the devotee, other devotee. And that way you develop the good qualities. No doubt, everyone is, human being everywhere, all over the world. They are engaging in some sort of religious activity. But they don't know who is God. Sometimes if you ask that who is God, especially in India, there are so many gods, so many like factory, producing God. Every state there is someone claiming to be a god. They are innocent. In the beginning, they always chant Krishna's name or Ramchandra's name. But slowly, slowly, people are so ignorant, they don't know the definition of God. And then some people start, oh, he's God now. And the guy who's sitting in the Vyasasana, he thinks also that because he's ignorant. All the six senses, not in the mind dictate. There is on top of the six senses, there is mind, there is intelligence, and there is ego. Sometimes mind says, no, you are ordinary human being. How you can be God? But the intelligence says, no, it might be. Then the ego comes. That ego says, it might be, because everyone says that I am God. So I might be God now. And then it's come up there. And then slowly, slowly, unfortunately, he accepted that he is God. And then people started worshipping like God. That God is not that cheap. God is Bhagavan, Bhaga plus one. Bhaga means all the opulences, riches, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. And that not only 50%, 60%, 100%. If you develop that, then you become the God. We as a human being, we can develop up to about 78% quality of God. And then you can go up to that. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they have developed the quality, they're in a high position. So we can develop the quality by in the association with the devotee. Sometimes people become the devotee and they go away, they say, no, I do my own, ekankik. You know, only I can do just worship at my in my home. You can't do that. Okay, if unfortunately if you come to temple, you can worship at home. But most probably, Srila Prabhupada's mission is to come to temple, take the darshan of the deity, and associate with the devotee. This association is most important. He says, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kaya, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi haya. Sadhu sanga, yes or no, devotee is most important. No matter what you are. Sometimes devotee, this they read and they become expert in the Sanskrit sloka and they say, I don't need any association now. I'm expert now. No, that is wrong. Srila Prabhupada said that prayers is most important. And that is why this demigod, then the Devaki had problem. Demigod come. So if you don't believe in Krishna and Prabhupada, then who will come to your rescue? When you are in trouble, last minute, who will come to you? Death will come. Ajamil, he was a Brahmin. By birth, he was a Brahmin. And he was doing all the nonsense. In the beginning, he was very good. But when she saw the something bad, he associated with that person. And not only that, he was married. Still, he kept the prostitutes in the house. And then he became completely mad. But at the end, sometime what happened, by his good luck, some saintly person came to this house. And they say, go away. He said, no, we don't come. We just came to here to give you, bless you. He said, okay, what is your? Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshmanuman ki, Shri Sigiri Govardhan ki, Gaur Premanandi, Srila Prabhupada ki. So this Ajamila, in the end, he said, promises that your wife is pregnant. So give this baby name Narayan. He said, I don't mind. I don't lose anything. Okay, I don't mind. I'll give Narayan. So that's why the last child name was Narayan. And when the death came, he simply was calling every Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And when he saw the Yamduta, he was so fear, so much worried. He said, Narayan, Narayan. Then Vishnuduta came and Yamduta both came to take the soul from the body. And then what happened? In the end, there was a biggest dialogue, long dialogue, discussion. And then the Yamduta was defeated by the Vishnuduta. See, so Vishnu is more powerful. Krishna is more powerful than anyone else. At the end, if you chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna, some or other, will protect you. And that is the aim of human life. See, but what happened? That we when we come to this material world, there is karma and karma follow. We engage in some sort of activity. It may be punya karma, pious activity. But even that, for pious activity, you have to come back again. So, he says, forget about the pious or impious activity, sinful activity or pious activity. You just engage yourself, Krishna's service. Become the devotee. All of you became a devotee. So that is, your life is guaranteed now. Completely guaranteed. Is Krishna protective? He says, Krishna come when he come. He says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati. What is Jandraj anyone? Abhyuthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam. He says, whenever and wherever there is decline in religious principle, at that time I come. And I don't come alone. I come with my potency as well. Radharani, Balram, Yashoda Maya. Why come Krishna come? He says, Paritra, does anyone know this loka? Paritranaya sadhunam? Tapnathaya? Me, yuge yuge. Krishna, he says, Paritranaya sadhunam, vinasaya jadaskutam, dharma santapnathaya, sambhavami yuge yuge. Very nice loka. You can recite every day this loka. And you'll get guarantee that Krishna will protect me. Even sometimes devotee, just because you become devotee, that doesn't mean that you, Krishna will look after. You have to do the service. Some sort of engagement in Krishna's service. Then Krishna will protect you. Just because by tilak and by kanti, you don't become a devotee. You have to engage yourself in Krishna's service. Navda bhakti. Sravana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dasyare pujana sakhi jana atmanivedana govinda dasaya bilasare. You have to engage yourself. Sravana kirtana. The first one is sravana. What you are doing now. Sravana means listening. You listen. Not Bhagavad Sapta, like sometimes they do Bhagavad Sapta, 7 days Bhagavad Sapta. How can you read this Bhagavad Sapta in 7 days? It's impossible. But sometimes they do it. At least they are better than they're not doing anything. Rather than worshipping, you know, Gamya Katha, doing this Bhagavatam. But it says, Nityam Bhagavate Sevya. Every day you worship Krishna. And that is best. And that was Srila Prabhupada established this movement. Nityam Bhagavate Sevya. You know, Jivere Swarupaya Nityare Krishna Das. Nityare. Like not part time. Or 20% Krishna, 80% for my family. Not like that. 100% for Krishna. Family, we don't say that, okay, you ignore your family. You looked up your parents, looked up your brother, sister, whatever. We don't say don't ignore them. But at the same time, don't ignore the service, Krishna's service. That is important. Navda Bhakti, Sravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vandana. Anyone, you engage yourself. And prayers, prayers is most important. Here Krishna says that, especially demigod, they praying to Devaki, that, oh, dear mother Devaki, it's very nice, look, dear mother Devaki, within your womb, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing along with the planetary expansion for our welfare. The demigod is the special word, for our welfare. See? Even the demigods are not safe. They are praying to Devaki and the Krishna. But they say they are, he is coming from our welfare because they are also in trouble. So he says, for our welfare, along with your brother Balram, therefore you should not be afraid of your brother, the king of Abhoja. Krishna will protect you. And not only you, the whole Yadu dynasty. Krishna will protect you and the whole Yadu dynasty. See, that is called God. Krishna come when he come, he doesn't come on his own. This Krishna's project is Radha Rani, his biggest project. If you go to Vrindavan, they don't say Radhe Jai Radhe or Radhe Krishna. They say, what do they say? Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe. They don't say Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. They always put Radha Rani first. Because that is Krishna's internal potency. If Radha Rani is pleased, then you can enter the Vrindavan. Otherwise, even if you go to India, you can't go to Vrindavan. And that is experience. I done that experience. No matter how much money you got, what you got, you can buy the plane ticket to go, but you cannot enter that Vrindavan. Some or other, something come up. You know, something come, no matter how rich you are, how opulent you are, but Vrindavan, only when the Radha Rani is pleased, you can enter, you can put your foot there. Otherwise, no matter what you can do, you cannot do anything. Now Gokul Mutha Vrindavan is very powerful. Lord Krishna, he was there. We underestimate sometimes the importance of Holy Dham. And now, by our mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, the Mayapur Dham is coming as well. So we are so fortunate, even this one lifetime is not enough. We can spend a lot of time in India. And Srila Prabhupada said, wherever there is Krishna, there is Vrindavan. If you can't go by ill luck, by bad luck, by health problem, if you can't go, Vrindavan is here. Radha Gokulanand is here. Sita Ram Lakshman is here. Hanumanji is here. Ayodhya is here. Everything is here. That is Dham. This is Dham. Wherever you chant the Krishna's name, that is Dham. But if that doesn't mean that, like sometimes people say that, oh, I can't afford anything. You know, Krishna said in the Gita that patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhakta prajadidhi. So Krishna gives us one banana, one, no? He is very rich. But he takes advantage of this sloka that patram puspam phalam toyam. I just give Krishna one banana or one fruit and that's my job is done. It's not like that. If Krishna gives the opulences, then you use for Krishna. Why you become miser? After all, Krishna, by your senses, you get everything, right? But if Krishna withdraw the power, then what will he do? Suppose if Krishna withdraw the power of the senses, eyes, you cannot see anything. And in the medical science, it happens sometimes. The child is born with all the senses. But sometime, the same boy cannot see anything. Krishna is not pleased because with the past sinful activity or lump like accident happened and the legs is cut off or hand is cut off. You know, the senses are there, but you cannot use it. That is why we are so fortunate. Every sense should be used for Krishna. And not only that, you take the shelter of Krishna, abhaya asratmani. You become fearless. Srila Prabhupada's name was Abhay Charana. What is the Srila Prabhupada's name? Abhay Charandas, isn't it? Abhay, fearless. When you take shelter of Krishna, Prabhupada only, you become automatic fearless. So if you take the shelter of ISKCON, Hare Krishna movement, how much fearless you become? It's guaranteed, you know. And you can see, all over the world, people's lives been changed. completely change drug addiction. The government spends so much money, so much pounds, so much dollars, so much rupees for this addiction. And then they open so many centers. But the addict, they're waiting for 9 o'clock. As soon as the pharmacy is open, they're waiting outside in a queue to take the drug because of the addiction. By this movement, it can be changed. And that is everyone's duty. Our, when you become the devotee, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is it? He said that, Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Halyar Janma Sarthakari Kara Parupkar. Anyone, doesn't matter you are born in Bharat or anywhere. Srila Prabhupada's mission is all over the world. And you become a devotee. So what is your duty? Spread this knowledge all over the world. You learn something from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and then only that. Don't be a miser. You spread this knowledge all over the world. And anyone can do it. Even the little child, woman, human being, man, woman, girl, boy, anyone can do it. Whatever little knowledge you get, you spread the mission. People are waiting for this knowledge all over the world. It is you, and Krishna says that you are my best servant. Because I gave you the senses, and by the senses you are spreading my knowledge. So Krishna liked that one. And that is our duty too. The mind is very, actually sometimes all the senses. We want to engage in the mind, in the, all the senses for Krishna service. But because the mind is like enemy. And that's why we have to train the mind. How do you train the mind? He says, Majahure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charana ravindare dulabha manava janama satsange tarohoye bhava sindure. This human formula is very, very rare. Out of 8,400,000 species of life, we became everything. Lion, tiger, anything. God, donkey, monkey. And then we came to human being. Doesn't matter where you are born. America, Japan, England, doesn't matter. We are pure spiritual. And it is our duty to enjoy with Krishna. One day, we have to go back. Where are we going? Srila Prabhupada one day said that, tell everyone that we know where we are going. He said, why? How do you know? He said, because we are chanting Krishna's name, so we know where we are going. We are going to Golok Vrindavan. But you don't know where you are going, because you don't chant. Those who are chanting, they know where they are going. And Srila Prabhupada, so many times, he also has the pleasure potency. You know, what he used to do? He used to like making the feast for the devotee. And always, at the age of 70, imagine, at the age of 70, for the devotee's pleasure, he used to cook himself. One rice preparation, simple sabji, then roti, chapati, roti, and then sometime at the festival time, he used to make so many things, including the gulab jambu. Now, gulab jambu, to make a gulab jambu, take long procedure. Long procedure. But Srila Prabhupada himself, he used to love this. He used to love the devotee. He was so kind for the human being. So very kind. And he taught them everything. How to do worship the Guru Puja. How to do Tulsi Puja. How fortunate we are. All this knowledge, all over the world, there are so many universities. They're teaching mathematics, geography, history, engineering, mechanical, electrical, so many but who teaches this knowledge? Very, very rare. So we are so fortunate we got this knowledge. And then these prayers, as the demigod is praying, we are simply human beings. If the demigod pray, what is wrong with us? We can pray. And he says that there are 33 crores of demigod. Even this figure is not like, how does it came? Sometimes people say, oh, these people has made it up. It's not made it up. He says 33 crores of demigod. How? There is 12 Adityas. And there is name as well. He says Druta, Aryama, Mitra, Varun, Indra, Vivasvan, Pusha, Parjanya, Ansu, Bhaga, Tvasta, Vishnu. 12 Adityas. Then there is 11 Rudras. Kapali, Pingala, Bhim, Viruksha, Vilohita, Sastra, Ajayat, Ahar, Budhanya, Sambhu, Chand, Bhav. So 12 and 11, 23. Then 8 Vasuj. 8 Vasuj is Dara. Dara means Prithvi. Anal means Agni. Then Anil means Vayu. Then Aham, Antriksha, Sky. Then Pratyusha, Aditya, Surya Narayan, Sun God. Then there is Prabhas, Dachos. And there is Som, Chandras. See? So 11, 12 plus 11, 23 plus 8, 31. And there is two Adityas, two Ashwin Kumar. Is Hoti Ashwina and Bhavati Ashwina. That's how the 33 crores of demigod in the God's kingdom. And they all managing the universe. And still they are praying to the Devaki not to worry. So who are we? We are just simply human being. We live for 8 years, 9 years, 100 years. After that, we have to die. One day we have to go somewhere. No one knows where we are going. But Krishna is devotee. We know where we are going. You know, Golok Vrindavan. That should be our aim. Golok Vrindavan. Golok Nija Dhamni Talecha Tasya Devi Mahesa Hari Dhamasu Tesu Tesu Tete Prabhavani Chavitasya Govinda Mati Purusam Taham Bhajami. Lord Brahma prays that this Dham, Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, Hari Dham, and on top is Golok Vrindavan. Our aim should be go to Golok Vrindavan. And that is the best aim of a human life. Otherwise, human life will be wasted. And then again, you have to go to 8,400,000 species of life. Now we don't want to go back. No? Rather we pray to God. Prayers is important. Demigod praying. So who are we? We always pray. And we just simply pray Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Is there any question, please? Or we can discuss any comment or whatever. Because sometimes the devotees are so intelligent. You know? So we can discuss as well. There is no harm in discussing. If there is no question, we can discuss something. Mataji, anything, you know? I don't have any objection. We see everyone on an equal level. But we have to follow Srila Prabhupada guidelines, you know? That is main thing. If you want to please Srila Prabhupada, follow the Srila Prabhupada guidelines. Then we'll be safe and secure. Otherwise, you know, we have to go one day. And we don't know. If you go to hospital nowadays, how people are suffering. When we tell them that please don't eat meat, no intoxication, no gambling, they don't listen. You go to the cancer hospital and see. They can't eat anything. There is a hole in the, you know, in the throat. And through the hole, they put all the food. When we don't want to have anything from them. We just simply human being, we tell, request them that please stop the sinful activity. You know, and then they laugh at us. But when they suffering like anything, hole in the stomach, hole in the throat, in the nose, they can't breathe properly. Sometimes people argue that, oh, why do you engage the young people for this movement? Let them work, let them do progress, but no, materially. We want material advancement, scientific advancement. We want to go to moon planet, find the moon planet, all the planetary system. Okay, you can do that. But you can't go. Yogi can do. Systematically you can go. Yogi can go to other planet as well. But they have developed that consciousness. With your sinful activity, with your senses, materialistic senses, how can you go there? No one can go there. You know? So sometimes, in the name of scientific advancement, they misguide the people. We don't condemn. They are good. Because of the scientific advancement, we are using this one. It's for Krishna. Nirbande Krishna Samande. Everything is for Krishna. You know, and then it is safe, we are safe. No matter. We give them full credit to scientist, engineer, but give this knowledge to everyone. And that is our duty. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, especially Krishna, not anything else. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amare agnaye guru hana tar e desh. That all of you become the guru and distribute this knowledge all over the world. And that is the aim of human life. Hare Krishna. Because the time is up now. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Radha Gokulananda ki. Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Kaur Premanande. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.